Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going. And if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
One of the agricultural groups that takes the HSUS threat against animal agriculture very seriously is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Their lead lobbyist, Colin Woodall, says they're watching very closely some of the HSUS efforts in state ballot initiatives like in Massachusetts and Oklahoma.
These state ballot initiatives have been ones that have bothered us for quite some time, but HSUS has found out that it's a very strong tool for them. You know, for years they really focused on just going and working the federal angle. When that didn't work for them, they figured out that there's a better way to eat the elephant. You do it one bite at a time. And that's why state by state has been very, very productive for them. And so, you know, looking at what's going to go on in Massachusetts is important for this overall debate. One, on just continued power that HSUS has and their relevancy, and then what it means for the precedent that we continue to talk about when it comes to giving HSUS even more power and more opportunities to try to come at us from the animal agriculture side.
On the same general front, are you kind of watching what's going on in Oklahoma regarding State Question 777, right to farm? HSUS apparently is going to be a very heavy player against that.
We've watched these right to farm initiatives in several states, and HSUS brings their aim game on these. We know that they bring in a lot of money, and that's why we really hope the citizens of the state of Oklahoma are able to step up, fight HSUS, and let folks know that agriculture is an extremely important part of your state, and that we need to protect the farmers' rights to be able to do what they do. Every blow that we can give to HSUS is just another opportunity for us to say they are an activist group and they don't have full control over us. So we'll be watching this quite closely.
And Woodall says that while a lot of folks are going to be watching, obviously, the GOP convention this week with Donald Trump, then following after that, the National Democratic Convention with Hillary Clinton at the top of their tickets, down the ticket is really important for the cattle industry, and they are especially concerned about what happens in the U.S. Senate races around the country.
I do believe personally, and a lot of the people we've talked to, that the House is going to be safe Republican. You know, there may be a handful of seats that change here or there, but I do believe the Republicans maintain control. The Senate truly is in question. And one thing that people have to keep in mind is a lot of the senators that are up for election right now are those that got elected in the first Obama midterm. So there was already kind of that anti-Obama wave sweeping over the country. And so you had Republicans that were elected in what had been traditional Democratic states. So we'll see whether or not the senators have been able to convince their state electorates to send them back into the U.S. Senate.
Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got farm news on Ron.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.